We're back. Done.
And we're done. That's it. The episode over.
Great episode, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
I think based on the analytics, people really only listen to the Blick of Blow anyway.
So that's fair. Like, that's everybody. That's what everybody's listening for. And by everybody, I mean Joe. And he's really our biggest listener right now. So shout out to Joe, our best and most favoritest listener on the podcast. I can't wait for you to lose again. Buy a Clyde. Anyway, hey, Mike, want to take a look at what happened this week?
I sure do. Let's
make it real quick. We don't need to spend all day on this. You know what? I'm sorry. We have to start with Chris.
Oh, yes, we absolutely have to start with Chris.
This man started no wide receivers. I'm sorry. He started one who got 1.6.
Started and receiver, yes.
Got 1.6 from his wide receiver group.
Mm-hmm.
1.6. Beat Eric by 25?
Yes.
Mike, if I didn't start any wide receivers on my team for the rest of the season, I think I'd go 1-15. How?
I mean, I have several starting wide receivers, and I'm 0-3, so.
That is just insane.
Yeah, he had massive days from people up to and including Raheem Mostert and Adam Thielen. And I just wanted to mention Adam Thielen there because, what's up, buddy? How's it going? Old guys, unite.
Yeah. Hey, I think he got Adam Thielen for me. I'd like to say I want him back. Can I reclaim him now? I'm
sure he will give him to you.
For like a block of gold?
Whatever Miami Dolphins players you have.
Okay. Who's next?
Really quick, just to underline, Chris winning means that Eric lost.
Oh my God.
To a team that didn't start a wide receiver. Well, one. But not really.
I mean, I know we joked about you shedding a tear during your matchup, but like, how do you think Eric handled this?
I'm honestly surprised he was talking yesterday.
Kind of feel like at some point you just go comatose and go, this can't be happening again. Not again. Not again.
I mean, it's just the full everybody hurts.
All right, so what about, speaking of Eric, I don't know why Eric is.
Speaking of Eric, Cesar!
Yeah, what about that Cesar matchup, man? Matt and Cesar.
Yeah, Matt won in the most boring of fashions.
Oh, you know what? Even the refs were trying to make it boring.
Yes.
Like, they called it an inadvertent whistle on Amari Cooper.
Yeah, that like 50-yard Amari Cooper touchdown. The refs were like, no, you stepped out of bounds. No, I didn't. Well, you did because Matt has you, and it's too exciting to have a 50-yard touchdown. So you get 25 yards. That's what you get.
Matt can't have nice things.
No.
Because he's boring.
Correct.
And the refs agree. That's all that you need to know.
Moving on.
He still got the win. He's still 2-1, I think.
Yeah. I don't even know.
You know how boring he is? He's currently like in the middle of the pack. I couldn't tell you where because it's too boring. Anyway, moving on from one Medina to the other, Dan beat Carlos.
One Medina to the other. Dan! Yeah, Dan beat Carlos. Not much to say here other than Carlos only lost by 5 and might have been helped out by a running back.
Like, I don't know, one that scored 46 points.
Mr. A-Chain?
Yes, that he had. Mm. And then he dropped.
Yes.
And then he left.
Yes.
Who's on the waiver wire?
Currently.
And will be going to, presumably, Jason, are you?
Jason.
If yes. Jason's paying attention.
Yeah.
Now, granted, we made a joke about this last week, and he was paying attention.
Yes, I assume he's paying attention.
I'm going to hope.
If he's not paying attention, I'd like to welcome back Devin A-Chain to my team.
What's funny,
so he can promptly get 4 points next week.
What makes me laugh about this is I'm pretty sure A-Chain's been on 4 different teams this year.
Uh-huh.
And been dropped 4 different times.
Because I think somebody had him in between me and Carlos.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's bad. That's rough, Carlos. Anyway, that brings it to me.
Mm.
I played Jason, mm-hmm. whose name I had to look up because I definitely did forget.
You lived with him.
I know. Span? I blame it alcohol. Just a little bit. And I had a pretty good day. And Jason had an okay day. Just not as good a day.
I mean, yeah, he was the second highest scoring team.
Third.
Third?
Chris. Yeah. Chris outscored everybody in the league except for me this week. And I cannot explain it.
If he starts a full roster, maybe he beats you.
I looked, no.
Well, no, but not out of the...
Oh, yeah, no. He'd have to... If he put his best team on and then picked up players when he should have...
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Poor Jason had a really good day, just not good enough, and it probably had a little to do with, you know, Keenan Allen scoring 45 points and throwing a touchdown to Mike Will, because Keenan Allen threw a touchdown pass.
Mike Williams!
Hey, who has Mike Will?
What a glorious moment that was.
Just...
What a glorious, singular moment.
And then he died. Again. We've yet to go a week without somebody destroying their knee / Achilles.
Accurate. Accurate. Every week has had a season-ending injury so far.
This year?
At least one. This season-ending.
This week it was you.
Mm-hmm.
Last week it was Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot who was in week two.
Also Carlos.
And then week one was Chris with Aaron Rodgers, and that was just funny.
Week one was also Carlos.
So what we're saying is, thank God it wasn't Carlos for the fourth straight week.
Third, but yes.
Poor Carlos. Which brings us to you.
Hello.
Michael had a day. Even in a loss to Joe, for the moment, it's still in Clyde territory.
It's in reverse Clyde territory. Yeah,
we're looking at reverse Clyde territory right now.
Yep.
And it's close. I thought you were going to pull it out there for a minute.
I, despite bragging about my defensive roster at the beginning of the season, have had shit defensive luck. So I'm not expecting miracles. That said, if I do wake up on Thursday to a miracle, I will do the biggest fucking victory lap of all time. Because I think based on the scores, I'll go from ninth to the playoffs.
I'm imagining, like, I'll wake up Thursday morning to see the stat corrections, and there will already be a new episode of just you going on like a 20-minute rant about how you're the greatest.
You are mistaken. It will be an hour-long episode, and it will literally just be me going, woo!
To be honest, I'm looking forward to that more than anything else.
I expect you to listen to every second of my extended woo.
Every syllable of that woo will be counted. It will be in the hundreds, I assume.
There will be a quiz. How many times did I change the inflection? Did I ever throw an extra letter?
How many times did I have to stop to take a breath? It will be one, and that's it. You know, the full game, you know? So that was the week. A couple of notes.
Mm.
There were... And this is kind of surprising because I want to go back and look at how many times this happened. There were 9 players that scored over 30 points this week. 4 of them are on the fucking Dolphins. One of them scored over 50, and he's not on even on a team right now. Who's the defensive coordinator for the Broncos? Was that Fangio?
No, Fangio's now the defensive coordinator for the Dolphins.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Whoever's the defensive coordinator for the Broncos should just, like, put their head in the sand and pretend that shit didn't happen and hope like hell nobody else realizes who he is. Because, good Lord.
You would be talking about Vance Joseph.
The former defensive coordinator for the Broncos, because if he isn't fired in the next 24 hours, I'll be surprised.
The current defensive coordinator for the Broncos, who will keep his job for the rest of the year because the Bears are going to make him look real good.
Just because the Bears' offense is just absolute shit does not mean that Vance Joseph is not equally shit at his job.
True.
Ooh, this might be actually telling who gets fired first, the offensive coordinator for the Bears or defensive coordinator for the Broncos.
Well, the defensive coordinator for the Bears left for something, something about inappropriate behavior, something, something.
Reasons yes. that are unclear.
Reasons that have absolutely nothing to do with the FBI.
Nope, not at all. They definitely didn't raid everything he owns.
Anyway, we need to talk about current standings, at least as they are right now on Tuesday, September 26th, because I am holding out the smallest of small hopes.
Hey, you hold on to that hope, man.
All right, so starting from the bottom, Jason, 10.
Boo!
Me at 9.
Surprising.
Woo. Mr. Ground and Pound. Carlos at 8. His brother at 7.
That fits.
Eric at 6. Chris at 5, or what I'm going to call the what? Where? Huh?
How? Just how?
4 is Matt in the most forgettable of spots. 3 is Joe, who whose team name has you in it. I think he's in love with you.
A little bit.
2 is Dan.
Got nothing for you, man. I don't know how he did this.
I don't know. Yeah. He's just like looking around like.
Please don't notice me. Please don't notice me.
As long as no one notices that I'm here.
He's going to sneak into the playoffs just as like the guy on the wall. She's like, you guys do battle royal. I'll be right here.
Right. He's like the guy who got like the counterfeit sideline pass. It was just like, yeah, I work for the team. And then there's you at 1.
Oh, hey, there's me. I was wondering where I was.
Fucking asshole.
There are two things we need to talk about real quick. How does Chris and Jason keep failing upwards? And I know what you're thinking. Jason's in 10th place. How did he fail upwards? He literally failed upwards in the two RB1s. How the fuck does this keep happening? And Chris didn't even set up a lineup and he's 2-1. I have to remind Chris that he has a fantasy team on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
We both told him on Saturday, hey man, you have 2 wide receivers that are out. Not questionable, out. And he was like, oh yeah, I gotta fix that. We were like, cool.
I thought we'd nip this in the bud.
Yeah. And then I looked at it at 12:01 on Sunday and I was like, ah. Well, that's... So Chris lost. Congratulations on your win, Eric.
Oh, wait.
But I forgot this is 2023, and that's not how things go. Predictable? Nuh-uh. Boom! Twist it again!
I figure just Eric sitting there going, how the fuck did I get back here? I literally dug my way out of this last year. How did I get back? What did I do?
I spent $50 on a pre-draft guide.
Eric would. After last year, I could see Eric be like, not this year, bitches. Not this year. I'm going to be in that shit first. I'm going to do all of this research so I don't get back down there. And then 3 weeks later, he's just, how the fuck am I here? Why?
If it is any consolation, the updated power rankings, sorted by rest of season performance, so predicted performance.
Okay.
Have Eric in the 3 spot.
At this point, I bet he's just like, fuck you, Mike. Like, he listened for that. I want you to do full power rankings just so he can say, fuck you.
Sure. I will, because that's not the funniest part. Number 10 is Jason. So already off to like, these are the most accurate power rankings of all time. This is 100%. Yeah.
Right.
Number 9, Mr. Ground and Pound.
Again, accurate. Feels 100%. Right.
He's right there.
Yeah.
Number 8, Caesar.
Which, honestly, you can make an argument that he should, could, and would be lower if it weren't for the other two.
Yes. Number 7. Dan. Which again means that we found your fake sideline pass, bro. Get the fuck out of the stadium.
To which I guarantee you'd be like, yep, you know what? You're absolutely right. Perfectly fine. I'm just, Exit stage left. I'm going to exit stage left.
Right. Right. You're not getting arrested. You're not getting banned from this. You just have to leave.
Get out.
You're the first team out.
Get out. The more important word there is out.
Last team in the playoffs. Six. Joe.
The Pits.
Sure.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Number five. How did I fucking get here? And where is here anyway? Chris.
It's going to be great for anybody that plays in the playoffs, because you're going to feel... Take it back. You're going to be on the edge of your seat. You'll be like, I don't know what the fuck to expect, because I never know. Half the time he updates it, and it doesn't go well. And then the other times he just doesn't look at it, and it wins. What is he doing this week?
Well, so far, these are almost mirrored with the current standings.
Yes.
With the exception of Dan.
Yeah.
And a few spots here and there. Number three, Eric, like I said. Yes, you are putting together some maths.
Hold on. Eric in the three. Okay. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yep.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
Eric's in the three.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's in the four.
Correct.
Chris is in the five.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's in the six.
Are we just rereading the
ratings? Yeah. This is just for my edification here. Dan's in the seven.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes Cesar, Carlos, and Jason.
Yeah.
That means between one and two,
mm-hmm.
it's me and you.
Correct. I'm two. You're one.
You're 0-3.
I am.
How the fuck?
Clearly, whatever magic algorithm this is.
Bought in on Cooper Kupp.
Uh-huh.
Drafted Cooper Kupp.
Yes.
Is immediately expecting their team to be much better because of Cooper Kupp.
Sure, sure. They're like, you have Cooper Kupp, so like... We understand the predicament that you're in, and you have Cooper Kupp, so like, they just give you an extra 15 points a week.
I read it as the guys who came up with this algorithm drafted Cooper Kupp and went, he's gonna save our season. It would fit for me.
Help me, Cooper Kupp. You are my only hope.
The fact that you didn't say Kupp is fucking just, ah. Oh.
Help me, Cuppy One Kenobi. Obi-Wan Kenobi? No?
Am I hearing the formation of a new team name?
Yes, you are. This is what I do. I sit alone and in silence, and I just go, how can I shove Cup into this phrase, name, pun, whatever?
Oh, my God.
We got intensive Cope unit from me this week, and it started out as intensive Cup unit, and I just went, but I'm coping.
It will turn to Cup by the end of the week.
Oh, yes, it will. You know, when I'm doing like the training for the combine drills I'm going to have to run as part of the punishment, part of my training regimen is going to be extensive cupping.
You don't understand. I figure your power rankings in week 15 when we're going into the playoffs
will still and have I'm you. 0-13. Yeah, like, number two.
They'll still have you a bumpy somehow. Like, ow. They just imagine a world where I'm going 13-3.
There's
and
just
it's like, nope, no, you're above him.
At the bottom of the power rank, it's just going to be a, like, serious, like an asterisk. It's just going to say, we honestly don't know how you did this, because you should have, like, 10 wins, but here you are.
Over. Wow. Just over everything.
Just over. Even Jason got a win.
And I figure they'll look at Chris's team and be like, I don't know. He should be 2-12, and he's got 13 wins. He's starting a guy who's been on IR since week 4.
I think this is just indicative of the kind of like season it is this year. Like it's a fucking weird year, man. Anyway, those are the power rankings.
God damn. Well, I look forward to our event, eventual championship match. Hey.
Yes.
There we go.
I look forward to, instead of coming in second, coming in fourth and having to play Chris and losing again for a third time to him. Again.
Cannot believe how well this dude has failed upwards.
It
makes zero sense. Speaking of which, favorite segment?
New favorite segment. Wait, is it the Erector Set?
Forgot about the Erector Set. Who's this week's Erector Set? And why is it the Miami Dolphins offense?
I mean, if you have a Miami Dolphin, you probably feel good. Unless you have Jalen Waddle and you left him in your lineup because he was out with a concussion and he got 0 points. Unless!
Why would you feel bad? You still won. Shit worked out great.
Eric at least showed up and tried. Kudos to you, sir.
If anything, this should be a whole, like, segment on auto-draft versus auto-draft with preferences. Because that's all this is. Carlos and Chris did the same thing. They auto-drafted. Chris just completely showed up at no
Okay, point. So now we have to have two redrafts, right? One where Carlos doesn't set his preferences.
Yeah.
And another where Chris does set his preferences. And Carlos does not. And then we see what happens there because they're at opposite ends of the draft.
You know what would be a fun experiment? What if we all set preferences and see what happens?
Hey, you know what? I like this idea. Guys, we're just going to redraft.
No.
Season
no,
starts
no,
over.
No.
I bet no. you I can get at least 4 other votes on this.
Don't you dare.
I think even a playoff team currently in the standings, a top 6 team, would go, yeah, all right.
I vehemently vote no.
That is not how you say that word.
I'm going to say it as many different ways as I can until I get the right one.
Anyway, Chris is the definition of fucked up and found out. Task failed successfully. Mission accomplished?
Yeah. And Jason just got bad luck. The other one of that set is just, oh my God.
I mean, yeah, both Jason and I, actually played pretty fucking well this week. It is so fucking irritating.
No, like I said, fucking Jason had to have the worst morning session in the league. Like, not only did his team lose in spectacular fashion, but he also, if he watched the Vikings game, got to watch my team rub his nose in it the entire time.
I watched the important parts of that game, of which apparently Red Zone determined there weren't very many.
Never mind the fact that it was a close game the entire time.
Yeah. No, they were like, you know what you need? The Browns-Titans game. That's what you need.
Speaking of things that were more important than football, apparently, did you know that Taylor Swift was at the Kansas City game? Because every time they had a break, I don't know who was doing that game, but they wanted you to know.
Did Kansas City play a game this week?
They did. Against the Bears, I think. I'm not sure if it was the Bears or the JV squad of whatever high school teams around here. But that
I'm not familiar with
their game wasn't the most important thing that happened, apparently. Taylor Swift was there because apparently she is, what's a really nice way of saying fucking? Knocking boots? Making love, making time, sexy times?
Accepting.
Travis Kelce. Accepting Travis Kelce.
Ugh. Oh, I made myself upset with that one.
Who do you think was more upset about this? Swiftie fans that are living in delusions, like my coworker, or her PR team?
Well, I tell you, it's not Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce's had a great old time.
Travis Kelce's doing himself a thing.
I heard from a friend.
Uh-oh.
Who I will not name. This friend has a partner, and that partner said to them, "Isn't it awesome how Taylor Swift put Travis Kelce on the map?"
But
what you have to understand is that we are currently talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. You do not fuck with Tay Tay.
Tay Tay's okay.
the podcast's official stance on Taylor Swift is we love Taylor Swift. We love Travis Kelce more. And that's just how it's going to be. Here's what I want to know. That comment, right, from like the Swiftie. Like what if the return was I've never heard of Taylor Swift until I found out that she was porking my boy Trav.
There's at least four people at that stadium that were like, who's here? Who the fuck is Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift. Oh, is that Travis's girlfriend?
No, at least one of them was like, I didn't know Taylor Lewan was here. No, not Taylor Lewan, the ex O lineman from the Titans who I think retired, or definitely has another knee injury. Not him, Taylor Swift. Is that DeAndre's brother? Not that Swift.
I submit for approval of the podcast society.
Me and you?
Yes.
Okay.
That the best Swift-Kelce connection.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Is in Philadelphia.
Oh, absolutely. You know Jason went home and was like, just because I have one doesn't mean you have to have one.
Oh, that's all this was. Was Travis, the younger brother, was like, I want a Swift.
And Jason be like, I got the only one in the league, bitch.
So Travis went out and got his own Swift.
And now Jason's like, that is not what we meant. You know it.
Yeah, Jason's like, that doesn't count, dude.
And Travis is like, but you introduced us. That's not what happened. That is not an accurate depiction of what happened. I told you in confidence that Taylor was the only one I'd leave my wife for, and then you got her number.
According to sources, Taylor Swift is an Eagles fan.
Oh yeah, this is also
was an Eagles fan. I don't
know. My favorite thing is this is a whole conspiracy to take down the Chiefs, and I'm here for it. Even as a Travis Kelce owner, I'm here for this conspiracy because I want it to have legs. Mm-hmm. I want them to get to week 14 and for her to dump his ass in the most publicly humiliating way possible.
Yes, I am here to watch his heart get ripped out of his chest.
Oh, yeah, and the immediate drug-filled rage.
Right, and then she hands it to his brother Jason, who eats it.
Like, the whole thing is just her setting him up to be destroyed by Jason. Just so that when it does become the Kelce brothers in Super Bowl Part 2, Jason's just like, I have the upper hand.
If one of you in the listening audience, one of you two people, re-edit, Photoshop, whatever it is that you gotta do, the, like, almost ending of Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom, and just we put Taylor Swift's face on the dude who rips the heart out, and then like Travis Kelce's face on the dude who gets his heart ripped out, and then Jason Kelce gets to be like a really big like bodyguard guy. Yeah, that's what I want. Make it so.
Deepfake's gonna have a blast with this one.
Yeah, deepfake. Somebody deepfake that shit.
To the NFL, we do not condone any part of any of this, but we do stand by the Taylor Swift is overrated. Yeah, man, I'm going to stand by this point, man. I really, like, don't take this as Taylor is not great. Taylor Swift is great. I don't think Taylor Swift is as great as the entire fucking world has made her out.
I am annoyed because this whole time, all I want to hear about is football, and all I've been hearing about is Taylor Swift, and now we're feeding the beast. We are, no, this is getting cut. We're not
talking. Are we a part of the problem? Is that what you're saying?
We are a part of the problem.
Taylor Swift overrated, that's all I'm saying. Travis Kelce underrated, Taylor Swift overrated.
Travis Kelce is exactly rated.
All I want is to see be a fly on the wall for the meeting between Taylor Swift's PR people and Travis Kelce.
Well, is that what you want to be a fly on the wall for?
Yeah, because I think the other one would make me a little bit queasy. This goes back to the Gronk thing. I don't want to know. There are things I want to know, and there are things I don't want to know. That firmly sits in the don't want to know.
You cannot unsee Travis Kelce's vinegar strokes. You can't see it. You can't unsee it.
I don't. I'm okay with that being in the bad pile. That's no. That's literally all of the news and the fun stuff, except for everybody's favorite segment.
The Dead Zone.
Yeah. Everybody on Christmas team. Everybody
on Christmas team. Yep. That's it. Mike Williams. We're all sad about it. Carlos' team also.
Well, I mean, his team was already dead.
Sure.
He's just a walking zombie at this point. Mm-hmm.
That was the Dead Zone. Moving on. Okay, so what's next? Oh. Well, I guess it's that time. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Here's to you, Mr. Guy Who Shits Lucky Charms Marshmallows.
Tastefully disgusting.
This goes beyond being a taco. You're a whole taco truck.
I got always extra.
Once again, you decided to sleep in on Sunday and not set your lineup.
Could you care a little more?
No, wait, but seriously, could you care more?
Like, just a little more.
A tiny bit.
Just, like, a smidge.
Just set your lineup.
Get up at 11:45.
Just the basics of the basic. And yet, you still beat the pants off of Eric.
Why is Eric wearing tidy whiteies?
We're not sure how you keep doing this, but we would really like you to stop.
Oh, Boa Go-Go.
So here's to you, Mr. I Have a Horseshoe Shoved Up My Ass. Please, remove it and share it with the class.
Really like to use it! No, can I have it? I want it. Give it to me. You don't have to clean it off. I'll take it.
And that's why Chris is our fantasy man of genius. Nailed it.
Eat your heart out, Taylor Swift. Moving on!
All right.
Lastly.
Listen, just because you're the fucking Bengals and suck ass right now, doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want.
I will take it. Thank you, but I'm the Bears.
No, but the Bengals fits perfectly. A team that has routinely been in the championship game for the last three seasons, who inexplicably sucks.
Yeah.
Are bad. The only difference between you and the Cincinnati Bengals are that they have a win. And you don't.
Normally, this is where I would say shots fired. And I'd get upset. But I'm the Bears. Which means I don't have any room
to
speak.
Who did you lose to this week? I'm genuinely asking.
I lost to Joe. Joe.
Oh, yeah. You should feel embarrassed. Just like the Bears did.
No, I don't. My loss was much better than the Bears' loss. I had a shot.
I mean, they thought they had a shot.
No, they didn't.
Did they?
No, they didn't. At no point did that team... That at no point looked like a team that was like, hey, I think we might have this one. They were like, hey, there's really good rib tips down the street. If we get this over with as fast as possible, they might still have some. I'm the Bears. No, you said I'm the Bengals. I say I'm the... So I'm the Bengals.
Yeah, they're Bengals.
I'm the Bengals. The,
you're like a step away from being the Bears and Bears at that point. But yeah, the Bengals.
The Chicago Natty Bengals. Woo! That's
who you are.
That's great.
Well, that's a good transition into what we're actually doing, which is comparisons to... what your team actually is.
Yes. Who's so, next?
Mike is the Bengals.
The Chicago Natty Bengals. Yes, that's me.
Well, I was going to go from the bottom up, so we skip Jason. So we bring him back, and then just go keep going up the chart. How's that sound?
Yeah, let's do it.
So Jason. Who's Jason? Mind you, he's 0-3. So, like, not great start.
I think Jason would have to be the Broncos, I guess.
Oh, man. That is just hurtful. That is hurtful because they're bad. And they got a new coach and everything. Oh, that fits really well. Shit.
Yeah, because he new coach. Yeah. And, like, you know, like, has some playmakers that, like, you're like, hey, that guy's good. Or they used to be good. I don't know what happened.
See, I was going to go with the Panthers. Because, you know, there's nothing about the Panthers that's enjoyable to watch. And there's nothing on his team that's enjoyable to watch outside of Devontae Adams. And everybody wants to know why the fuck he's there in the first place. What's that? Who else on the Panthers is enjoyable to watch?
Adam Thielen.
Yeah, outside of Adam Thielen. Davante Adams.
Bryce Young, if you're in Dynasty League.
Bryce Young is definitely the worst rookie quarterback of the bunch.
Oh, there's a hot or not.
That's not even a hot or not. It's an absolute fact.
I mean, Anthony Richardson is the best.
CJ Stroud looks pretty goddamn good right now.
He does look good.
But you know who doesn't? Bryce Young.
Russell Wilson. Actually, Russell Wilson's pretty good right now. Despite...
Bryce Young is just trash.
Russell Wilson is also the definition of, like, failing upwards. Because I think he's, like, the QB10 or something right now.
How?
I don't know.
How?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
But the Broncos are... Either way, our boy Jason is the, I guess... I don't even know how to pronounce this.
The Bronthers?
Bronthers?
Pankos?
Pankos.
Pankos.
The Carolina Pankos.
All right. So we did me. I'm the Chicago Nanny Bengals. Yep. And then...
that brings us to who is... Carlos. 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 That's who it is. Eighth place is Carlos. Because Carlos... is bad. I have a thought. Who do you?
I think Carlos is the Giants.
Cause Saquon,
and cause of the general
Saquonness.
Yeah, just the vibe and the disappointment and the sadness and the, you know.
Oh, dude, we're on the same wavelength. The Raiders.
Mm.
Because Factory of Sadness may be in Cleveland, but goddamn, Vegas is trying.
Yeah.
No running back. I take that back. They have a really good running back who isn't doing anything. The wide receivers are Davante Adams or whatever they find in the trash pile.
I mean, I just think Vegas is like, hey, we're better?
Nope.
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 Nope. So Carlos is the new Vegas Jiders?
I don't think that could be said any better. The new Vegas Jiders.
All right. Yeah. Congratulations, Carlos.
What are we going to do? The Rights? The new Vegas Rights?
No, it's the Jiders.
Which brings us to his brother, Cesar.
Hey!
Cesar's up. Now, reminder, Cesar is 1-2, and looks like Cesar's teams usually do, which are thrown together at the last second and built on sadness.
Thrown together last second, improbable wins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Classic Cesar, which is why he is the Rams.
Wow.
Almost said the St. Louis Rams.
I mean, that, you know, that would be...
Probably more accurate, actually, but yeah.
Actually, yeah. No, the St. Louis Rams fits a lot. The Vegas Rams. God, that was almost a thing. The Los Angeles Rams. Hodgepodge put together, running on fumes, and hoping like hell that somebody comes back from injury. That definitely won't. So, you know, like, you.
What are you saying? I'm the Rams? I'm the Bengals. So am I the Rangles? I can't be the Rams just because I have Cooper Kupp. You're the Rams because you have... Puka Nacua, or what do you say?
No.
Puka Nacow? No. Puka Nacow!
I'm not saying you're the Rams because you have Cooper Kupp. I'm saying you're the Rams because you're hoping like fuck that when Cooper Kupp comes back, all your problems are solved. Cesar is most definitely the Colts. Because even though they're here at 8, everybody in the room's going, but you know, you're gonna lose. You're gonna fall farther. I know you're at 8, but you're not this good. And the Colts, who are first in their division, are not going to be there.
So the...
Coms.
The Los Apples Coms.
The Los Apples Coms.
Okay. Gross. Moving on. Who's next?
Oh, geez. Who's after Cesar? It is Eric.
Dude, you just laughed at the mention of Eric.
He lost to a guy he had no receivers. That would be the equivalent of losing to, I don't know, give me a fucking team that has, oh yeah, the New York Giants. That would be like losing to the New York Giants as the, I don't know, Chiefs? If the Chiefs lost to the Giants, that's what this team is.
And the Chiefs lost to the Lions?
Lions had an offense. Yeah, Lions are the Giants bad. Don't even know who their wide receivers are because one of them's Darius Slayton. No, Slayton? Slayton. Not Darius Slayton.
That's literally his name. You've said it like 9 times.
Yeah, him. He's still on the roster. The only reason he's still on the roster is nobody's looked at it long enough to go, why are we still playing that motherfucker? He hasn't done shit for us in how many years?
Eric is... He's the Dallas Cowboys.
Why?
Eric is the Dallas Cowboys because the Dallas Cowboys should probably be really good, but then they do things like lose to the Cardinals.
Yeah, I've got a similar one.
Like lose to the Cardinals. Yeah. Not like, oh, wow, a 67-yard field goal. I can't believe the Cardinals won. Yeah. No, like, you lost to the Cardinals.
I mean, I've got a very similar one.
Okay.
He's the Bills. Because they lost to not Aaron Rodgers. They lost to a just-got-put-in Zach Wilson.
Yeah, Zach Wilson, who, like, hasn't touched a football.
Because Aaron Rodgers wouldn't let him. Like, Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers would look at him every time he came to the huddle and was like, what the hell are you doing? Go back to the bench. Go away. And that's who they turned to after a minute of football in week one. And somehow the Bills lost to that dopey-eyed looking motherfucker. Still ain't figured that one out.
So Eric is the Delfalo Cowbills?
That's the best one ever.
He is now.
All right.
Over under on somebody changing their team name to this.
It's going to be me. It's going to be in about 5 minutes when we're done with this. Dalfalo Cowbills. It's like the counterfeit jersey you would order from China. Like that's what would arrive. Dax Prescott.
All right, who's
above Eric?
That brings us to Chris.
God, Jesus. I mean, Chris is the Cardinals. That's. That's just like definition of failing upwards.
If we're giving Eric the Cowboys, he's got to be the Cardinals.
Yeah, Chris is the Cardinals because, like, what the fuck is happening? Why am I seeing highlights from Cardinals games? Like,
I mean, at that point, if we're going to talk about that, then at that point, the fucking Chris has got to be Tannehill and the fucking Titans. Because why am I looking at your team? He's not actually the Titans. But, like, on that same mindset.
Okay.
He's actually the Falcons.
So wait, is he the Titans or the Falcons?
He's the Falcons.
Or the Cardinals?
The Falcons. Well, Cardinals and Falcons. He's not the Titans. There are other people that are the Titans, and it's probably Jason. Or Carlos. Actually, Carlos fits too.
We're just adding. All right.
That's
Falcons. You're saying Falcons.
He is the Falcons. You say the...
Redbirds.
Cardinals. And I say the Falcons. Chris is the Falcons. Because how in the hell have you eked out 2 wins at this point without actually looking? I don't know that the offensive coordinator for the Falcons knows who's on the team. But somehow they have 2 wins.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's a fair. Okay. I might agree
with
you.
He has Kyle Pitts, a generational talent at tight end, who is second string to Jonnu Smith.
I mean, that's literally Chris's team. Mark Andrews is on the goddamn bench all the time. Okay, yeah, he's the Falcons. Normally, I would give him like a little hybrid name here, but yeah, I mean, I think he might just be the Falcons. Just kidding. He's the Air Atlanta Fartnels.
Fartnels represent. What can I say? All right, so now we're getting into the real shit, because this takes us to 4th place and Matt. And these are.
I'm bored.
Matt. When has Matt done anything interesting?
Matt, I don't know. Matt's the Chiefs because, despite all the excitement about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and whatever the fuck they're doing.
The most interesting thing about their team isn't on their team.
That's actually a great point. The most interesting thing is just a bunch of noise outside.
Which brings me to mine, which is the Eagles, because what's the most interesting part of their team? The guy who's not on the team dating the person that's not on the team.
Because they're related.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of related, I guess.
Sure, sure. So you're saying Matt is the Eagles.
Yeah.
I'm saying he's the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Which means that he's the Philly City Cheagles.
Cheagles?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of Cheagles. Matt, you're now officially a Cheagle. That's how I have you in my phone.
Matt Cheagle.
Matt Cheagle. Oh my god, the Chiefs and the Eagles. That's just ill.
That's a compliment. I don't like it.
It's ill. Last year's two champions on... Alright, so from boring to...
Dan.
Nope, try again.
Not Dan? Oh, is it Joe?
It's Joe. I keep forgetting he's in the league, but, you know.
We have a Joe in this league?
We do have a singular Joe.
Joe is the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh. I get where you're coming from for the Vikings, because all of their games have been decided by less than a score.
Sure, exactly. That's what I'm getting at. We're talking about reverse Clydes and Joes and regular Clydes and chubby
Listen,
Clydes.
No. The Vikings spent 3 weeks trying to figure out new and inclusive ways to lose. How can we lose that includes other teams doing things they're not supposed to?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Vikings, for that, by the way. I have Joe as the Lions. Because... they're not this good.
I mean, they also are kind of the originators of creative losses.
Yeah.
Sure. That makes sense. Okay. All right.
Hit me. What you got for them?
So that would be the Minotoid Likings.
It's going to be a better one than that.
The Dinosota Vions?
There it is. The Dinosota Vions. And now that we're done with the, you know, AARP card players, let's move on to Dan, who should have an AARP card due to how many hip replacements he's had.
Yeah. Dan is the real MVP when it comes to guys who've had old shit happen to them.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why Dan is a classic. The Stillers.
The old crew.
Yeah. When you think of like an old dude who's a football fan, he's a fan of the Steelers or the Bears, but most likely the Steelers. And he's be like, Terry Bradshaw is my guy. He's the man.
I get him in as the Seahawks. And I'll be honest, I don't remember why.
Well, I think both the Steelers and the Seahawks are like at the tops of their divisions and like, okay.
That was it. If you're a Seahawks fan, you know this team is not that good.
Well, same with the Steelers. They have no run game to speak of whatsoever. They're throwing to George Pickens. Like
both teams know they're not supposed to be where they're at. And they're just happy to be here and hoping like hell nobody looks over at them.
Right. Again, fake sideline pass.
Which, I mean, makes him the... Pittsburgh.
He's the Seatzerg.
I was gonna Seattle
Seahawks. It's the same thing.
The Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle
Steelers.
This is stupid. This is the dumbest one. It's seamless.
Worst.
It's almost seamless.
The worst.
He's the Pittsaddle.
Pittsaddle. I like that. I like it. Pittsaddle. Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks.
Pittsaddle
Steahawks.
Pittsaddle Steahawks. That's stupid.
Well, it's really just stakes, but like.
That's stupid. He's the Dumbsville
Dumber
Farty Pants. That's what he is. Got him. Moving on.
Last but not least is, unfortunately for you, me.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was pretty easy.
It is. It is pretty easy. I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins.
Is it because I keep running up the score on people?
That is part of it. Also, it's like, I thought they were going to be good, but, like, could they please calm the motherfuck down? Like, save a few points for the rest of us. Like, the NFL only allows a certain number of points per weekend, and if y'all are going to take, like, a third of them, that doesn't leave a lot of points for the rest of us, so stop it.
Is that why you were saying that the Bears only got 3 points?
Excuse me, the Bears got 13 points.
Yeah, sorry. That's why the Bears only got 13, that the Miami Dolphins took all the rest of them. Is that the argument?
Yeah, sure, why not? Fuck it. Cool. Yeah, anything to absolve this catastrophe of a team.
Mine was going to be the 49ers, because while they're playing great, I think I can speak for everybody saying, it's just not going to last. Somebody's going to die on the field. And it's going to be McCaffrey. And for me, it's going to be Keenan Allen. And I've just got to ride this wave as long as I can before somebody dies.
That sounds about right. I'll support that as well. Yeah. It's going to happen.
It's definitely.
Yeah. So you are the San Miami 40 Fins.
The 40 Fins. Yeah. I'm here for 40 Fins.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Miami Fisco.
Mafisco. Mafisco.
Miamisco. Miamisco.
Miamisco.
Wait for it. Dolners.
The Dull Niners.
I just like Dolners. Dolners. Dolphers. You're the Dolphers.
I'll take it. The Miami Dolphers. Nope.
Nope. You're the Miamisco.
Miamisco.
I don't know. You're the San Miami. Whatever the fuck. I don't give a shit. Go fuck yourself. Hey, that was week 3. In week 4, we got some games that are gonna happen.
Hey, ready for this?
Yep.
All right. In week 4, we have Jason playing Joe. And a battle of who gives a shit.
I mean, it's going to be a Clyde anyway, so.
That's fair. Maybe Jason will actually win one, or come close to winning one. That would be nice. Mm. Let's see him win, or do things, or... No, I haven't seen him in a while.
But we haven't seen him win, so.
Here's hoping you're doing all right in Carolina. Next, we have Matt versus Eric.
I mean, maybe a redemption battle for Eric.
I mean, Eric's team's exciting. Matt's just boring. And in the most boring way possible, what do you think the matchup's currently set to be?
Probably even.
50-50 draw.
Yep.
Yeah. Next up, we have Dan versus Cesar.
Don't care.
Congrats on still hiding behind the fucking sheet, Dan. Up next is you versus Mr. Ground and Pound himself, Carlos.
Oh, man. What a
somebody has to win,
what
boys.
What a battle.
Somebody has to win.
Cursed wide receivers versus cursed running backs.
That's true. You are the Carlos of wide receivers, and he is the Mike of running backs.
Yeah. Curse versus curse.
Wow. Somebody's going to break it, right? Right?
No.
Right?
No. Right? If you're looking for where the injuries are going to come from... It's this matchup right here. So if you share any players with us in other leagues, trade them.
And finally, it is me versus Mr. Slept In himself, Chris.
Roomie v. Roomie. Sportsmanship dictates that you remind the man to set his fucking shit.
I did that this week.
But you are playing him. So you got to go in there. You got to nut tap him and you got to make him do it.
We did everything short of that this week.
There were some nut taps. I guarantee you nut tap him, he sets his lineup.
Just going to steal his phone and set his lineup for him.
No, you're not.
I would never do anything to be detrimental to
his can't team. Prove that you haven't done it already.
Oh, now that is, that's the lineup for this week. And any parting thoughts on that?
Guys, set your fucking lineups. Please.
For the love of God. Chris, I will have to institute a nut tap fucking policy.
I'm really tired of just alternating man of genius between Carlos and Chris and Carlos and Chris. Somebody else needs to get it. It should have been Eric, but Chris. And it should have been Carlos, but
Chris.
Chris should pay more attention.
There it is. That's what I'm going to lead with. We'll lead into that one.
Chris was supposed to be here today, but in true epic Chris fashion, forgot. We are moving on to week 4. I hope you've enjoyed the first almost quarter of the season.
I've enjoyed it.
It's been weirdly inactive.
You're inactive.
I am in shambles.
Fair. I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
I'm sure you are. We'll see y'all next week.
Liga Blue. I don't like that.
Liga Blue.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like Liga Blue?
No. I like Liga Blau. Liga Blue, just, yeah.
Liga Blow?
Liga Blow, man.
Oh, there it is. I don't know how it took 3 fucking seasons for that, but there it is. Liga Blow yourselves. All right. Bye. Fuck you, Dan.
Fuck you, Matt.
You're boring.
Boring. That's it. That's too excitable for Matt. We can't use that. That's too excitable. Matt doesn't deserve that kind of thing. You know what Matt deserves? It's just... You're boring, man. That's it. I don't even think about you anymore. It's so how boring you are.
I feel like you think about it every day.
I do.